Well, good draw in the end for the team.
Yeah, pleasing for them because the way the game went, you know, the first half we were probably getting done in behind too easily. We're giving them time on the ball. Obviously, a guy with the experience, Tansy, playing as well. If we allow him time on the ball, he's got the ability. He's proved it in the Premier League over a number of years that he can wait a pass and cause problems. Movement to Anderson up front as well was really good. So in that respect, it'll be good for our back four and even Bertie coming in today, having to deal with decisions making. In the second half, we just said at half time that we need to be a bit braver and get after him. Wee Bruno had come on for Sorge, we're not sure if he's broke a finger. We had to make a change in the first half, but Wee Bruno then got in about Tansy. The second half allowed Matty then, you know, to get up on the next one if Wee Bruno then went onto the centre half. So pressed the ball a little bit more aggressively, which was pleasing, and never let them get on the ball as comfortably. And then it started getting us in the game, being able to cause a few problems for him as well.
Mm-hmm. And Craig Burt made a good save from the penalty that Aberdeen got.
Yeah, I was disappointed. It's not like, you know, I was watching the first goal comes from when we possibly could have got a penalty kick ourselves. Mm-hmm. It wasn't given. And then, you know, they score from the resulting attack where they get a corner, and then it's a good finish, to be fair. Disappointed then that they get the penalty, because I thought, well, if he gave her one, then you can understand them giving theirs. But he's made a good save. Stuart, he managed just to do enough to stop the boy, because if it went to nothing at that point, it would have been a tough ask, because mm-hmm. we were young today. Mm-hmm. And that was very pleasing. We managed to put on a session for them yesterday with the academy, so managed to work on stuff that sometimes you don't get the opportunity to do. We worked on some shape, and you know, to be fair to the kids, they took things on board. Even when they were given information at half time, you know, they went out and they showed they had a wee bit about themselves today, because sometimes when you're younger you can go out and think, what are they talking about, or feel sorry for ourselves. But they went up against Aberdeen and competed, and that's where I was delighted that Paul had, you know, enough about himself to go up and take the second free kick, because I've seen him and Matty sort of arguing over it. And to be fair, Paul had a really good one in the first half that the keeper made a right good save from, and he was deserved to get a finish, because it was really well taken.
Mm-hmm. It was a good free kick. And your subs were, apart from Paul Brown, that came on, were really from Fife Elite.
Yeah, the younger ones. And listen, I had a decision to make. It wee Ronan goes on. Callum Smith had played 20 minutes for Arbroath at the weekend, and you know, I thought he's just coming back from injury. So Callum's worked his absolute socks off, and it was more protecting him that I was. You're then concerned that he's possibly going to pick up an injury.
Mm-hmm.
He never showed. He didn't want to come off, but wee Ronan gets his chance out on the right. Lewis Crosby goes up front. Done away great, and then, you know, young Jack and Lucas get an opportunity to come on for the last 3 or 4 minutes, but it's experience for day boys, and also shows the academy that, you know, they will get an opportunity. So in that regard, to come up to Aberdeen, one each with a young squad, with a few boys on the bench from the academy, they can be pleased with themselves today.
Mm-hmm. And now you have a wee break until the end of January.
Yeah, I think St Mirren's our next game at the end of January. Conscious that there might be boys that need game time, maybe some of the first team boys, so it'll be a discussion that I sit down with the gaffer on Sunday to try and keep boys ticking over and possibly get a few bounce games. Again, that's dictated with what players will need games, but, you know, aware that if we're going into the St Mirren game, we'll need to at least get a couple of games behind closed doors possibly. And again, just, you know, to say we've came up with a young team today, and it's probably the first time this season other than the Celtic game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can see progression. You know, the first half they've dug in, Bertie makes that save like to keep us in the game, and it was tough. It was tough because they were getting in behind us the first half, but as I say, the pleasing thing and great for them that they've come out with second half and took on board the instruction that they'll see that they benefited from. You know, it's not just a case of us talking in there. And again, something that we can try and build on for the rest of the season.